This is the Top of the Hour from the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. Instead of commercials, you've got Progressive news and interviews right here at the Top of the Hour.
Hello, Progressive Voices TuneIn listeners. I'm Casey Hobbs.
And I'm Shane Mason, and we're the hosts of Nurse Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. It's time for Healthcare in America with Donna Smith. Donna, welcome.
Why, thank you. It's great to be on Nurse Talk again.
So, Donna, what's going on specific to healthcare in this horrible tax proposal?
Oh, my gosh. You know, you said it so well when you said, you know, just when you thought they were going to give up on dismantling healthcare, through the ACA at least, they slipped something in the tax bill. And this time we have a couple of things, in the, at least on the House side, that we don't know if they will survive through the Senate process and then on to Trump. But in their dreams, they would like to. One of the things is take away the medical deduction that so many people who incur huge medical expenses have been able to use for many, many years so that they can at least offset some of the expense that they've had through the year. If that goes away, that really is going to hurt a lot of, and mostly middle-income people, of course, contrary to what they'd like us to believe, that this is such a great deal for the middle class. You know, for instance, my husband and I, if we lose that medical expense deduction, it's a huge problem.
And is anybody even hearing about that?
I think they've heard, they've spoken about it a couple of times on some of the news programs and so forth, but it turns out the Republicans at this point, they almost are just immune to having any real accountability for what's going on because the next crisis of the moment comes along and it seems like folks get distracted, and it would be hard to see that as coincidental.
Well, I really haven't heard anything about this tax bill that does make it better for the middle class, and I keep hearing that, but everything I hear factually says no, it would not be.
Well, exactly, and the other thing in healthcare that's very concerning is they've talked about, and the CBO has now scored this, they've talked about they're going after the subsidies again that through the Affordable Care Act that low-income people use to help pay their premiums, which has made it affordable for so many more people to get insurance than have ever had insurance before in this country. And so they've asked the CBO to score, which they did. How much would it save in the federal budget if we were to do away with the subsidies for premiums under the Affordable Care Act? And it's been determined that would save many billions of dollars. But what was not said in the stories that were released about that is what does that equate to and how many people actually no longer having insurance coverage because they won't be able to afford a premium that doesn't have any subsidy attached to it. So this is just a really bad, you know, it's a really bad way to carry out health policy is to do it through a tax bill. It seems dishonest. It seems destined to be something that people will be surprised by, precisely because of what you just said, Patty, that people are being told this is such a great deal for the middle class, while at the same time, the real provisions of the bill have some very, very bad things in it.
Well, they couldn't get the health care bill passed, so instead they're going to try to do some of that through this new tax bill. So
exactly.
What are the Democrats doing to push back?
Well, of course, they're resisting this particular bill. They also put forward their own budget plan, the people's budget. At least the Congressional Progressive Caucus has done that. And certainly the Republicans rejected that out of hand and really, really did not want that at all. So they're not likely to be successful with that. But there's also so many other measures that we can tell folks about. We've talked about the Inclusive Prosperity Act before on this show, the Robin Hood tax, and that would be such a wonderful way for this government to raise revenue without hurting anyone and raising revenue instead of adding to the deficit, which, by the way, the Republican tax plan adds more than $1 trillion to the federal deficit. So this isn't at all about cutting the federal deficit and being good stewards of the country's money. This is more about giving tax breaks to the wealthy and corporations, and again, But telling the middle class that, gosh, that good things are going to trickle down to you eventually. And we saw how that worked in the past. So the Dems are being as loud and as resistant as they can be. And, you know, we were pretty successful in resisting the Republicans on the health care measure. So it's a matter of educating the public more and more, and like we're doing today, and saying, watch for this tax bill. Don't be fooled. Get as busy about calling your representatives and your senators as you were about the health care bill, and let them know how offensive that is to all of us. It's not the way we need to go.
Check out our show at nursetalksite.com and listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on Progressive Voices.
You've been listening to Top of the Hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. Commercial-free interviews and exclusive Progressive news and information at the top of the hour.